Back home now, and politicians are unfairly blaming solar and wind power for electricity blackouts, according to the latest research from the Grattan Institute. In a report out today, the Institute says the reliability of the energy supply has almost nothing to do with how the power was generated, and that renewables have not made Australia's power systems unreliable. The report also warns politicians against making panic interventions in the system to try to keep prices down, saying this would be dangerous and could instead drive prices higher. Flint Duxfield has our story.
When Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced his new energy policy late last year, he introduced a type of energy generation few experts had ever heard of, fair dinkum power.
New fair dinkum power generation. What I mean by fair dinkum, stuff that works when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. That's the reliable power that we need in our system.
But this suggestion that wind and solar create unreliability in the electricity system is being challenged by the Grattan Institute, which has analysed power outages over the past 10 years and compared that to media coverage.
Outages have been flat over the last decade, whereas media reporting of blackouts has increased tenfold. And the linking of blackouts to renewables is really not accurate.
Guy Dundas is an energy fellow with the Grattan Institute and one of the authors of the report.
97% of power outages occur in the poles and wires that transport power from the power stations to homes and businesses, and less than 3% occur due to faults in generation or in the large-scale grid that's affected by the source of power.
He identifies a statewide blackout of South Australia in 2016 as the beginning of what the report calls a false narrative about the unreliability of renewable energy.
Our sense is that perhaps the public debate hasn't caught up with where the technical bodies, so the market operator and the rulemakers, have gotten to. They've recognised that things need to change, and they've made the grid a lot more robust than it was in 2016. So our feeling is that the grid is ready for more wind and more solar, and that it can handle that with the right techniques and tools which are being used today.
It's a view that's supported by other energy experts like Dr. Hugh Sadler from ANU. But Dr. Sadler stresses that adding renewables will make the system more unreliable unless steps are taken to properly integrate the new generators.
They make the system more unreliable if the system is not changed, because the system has the transmission lines going to where the coal-fired power stations are, not going to where all the new solar farms and wind farms are. We know technically how that can be done. It's just more a matter of sort of getting organised to do it and, of course, having the political leadership which says that's what we ought to be doing.
But it's clear the electricity system is still far from perfect, and traditional generators are not immune from problems. Late last month, 200,000 Victorians lost power during a 42-degree heatwave as two of the state's three coal-fired power plants failed. Guy Dundas cautions that as more old coal generators are shut down and summer heatwaves become more severe, outages will increase unless there's further investment in energy supply, something he says can only occur with greater policy certainty.
There's been 10 years of debate about emissions policy in Australia, and investors looking to build those new flexible generators, they might be gas or hydro, are looking for greater certainty so they can make those investments.
Dr. Hugh Sadler agrees policy certainty is needed to drive further investment, but he stresses better network-wide planning is also essential in maintaining electricity reliability.
When all the coal-fired power stations were built, there was a sort of single authority in each state which was responsible for making both the investments in new coal-fired power stations and the investment in new transmission lines as and when required. We don't have that system arrangement now. It's all broken and fragmented, and it's not coordinated, and that's the problem we're in.
That's Honorary Associate Professor Hugh Sadler from the Australian National University, ending Flint Duxfield's report.